Something that spoken about a lot. I'm sure that Rosh Kyle thought that perhaps some of younger light could use a little focus. And the Navi Yeshayahu says in Perek Vav, Hashmein Leva Omazeh, it's the Haftarah of Parshas Yisroel. Hashmein Leva Omazeh, V'oznach Hachbeit, V'einav Hosha. Our heart is fatty. I guess it's cholesterol. Stuff doesn't go through. The ozn of hachbeid and our heart of hearing. The ain of hosha and our eyes are covered over. Pen yira be'enov, the ozn of yishma, levov ha'yovin, shavar ofaloi. Why do we have this? Now, this is a matter of choice. Pen, as is yadua from the going, always means something that you don't want to happen. Not ulai. Ulai is something you do want. Pen. And take a look at Rashi over there, that a person can willingly tune out what's uncomfortable because he doesn't want to see and hear and understand, because then maybe that hearing and seeing and understanding will be mechayev him something which is uncomfortable and which doesn't necessarily want to do. Klal Yisrael is going through a time, I'm like a year or two older than you, just. And I will say that in my lifetime, there has never been such a clear and present danger to the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Not in 67, not in 74, not in 56. And if you just open your eyes and listen and think, you come to some pretty scary conclusions. But let's leave that on the side for a second. Things that happen every day, it used to be Leinu, when there was a pigua, and a Jewish person was killed, one or more, it shook us up. Shook us up, right? What they say from Shaul Salanta, that when somebody was nifty, they didn't have to learn Musa for 3 days. Now, nothing. And the tragedies that are happening the other evening, as expressed in the two words, hutar lepirsum, which you mentioned, are the two most terrible words that a person can ever hear. That means that there's an almana, there are yisaimim. And I want to tell you something. I don't know if there's any yisaimim here in this group, but it never goes away. Never. Someone who is a yosim, passes before they get married, will feel that pain for the rest of their life. They may own it, they may control it, but it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. And just 2 weeks ago, and I mentioned this, the woman, Mashpian people, met with 30 And there's a lot more women who are expecting who don't have husbands. 30. And it's probably more like 60 or 80. And it's every day. 2 days ago, 9 Hutara, Hutrula Pursuim. Most of these are Milimniks, not that it makes a difference. It means that they have wives, they have children. And we go on. Get up in the morning, we go to Pelel, go for Ben's dorm, we go to work, we come at night, and the day, the next day is again the same thing. Could it be that these things are going on and it doesn't shackle us in any significant way? Could that be? And as I mentioned, I was in the States last week and I met with a very, very chashuv person, businessman. Businessman, tremendous Baal Tzedakah, the chashuv ben Torah. And he said to me, he says, you know, I hear, read all these stories about how the friar having a service and the soldiers down there and the women, everybody except for us, we don't know anything. Did we change? Are our lives any different than they were on Simchas Torah? Yeah, so we say Sukkah Pesach Tehillim, right? So that the war should be over, so we shouldn't have to say Tehillim anymore. Yeah, and as somebody said, you know, the Kapitel Tehillim have become like Tefillas HaDerech, because half of it is on the way out to the car. Nothing. Nothing. And that is just about the Yidden who are killed every day, the Yisaimim, every day, every day. And it's 100 days come out, 90 something, and nothing has changed. The Israelis spent, they said yesterday, about $8 billion. $8 billion so far on this war. And with the exception of one, they've not gotten out a single hostage. Not one. They made some deals, but the Koichi Vyatsviyadi, Ephes. Ephes. We have up north, Hever over there with 150,000 laser guided missiles. You know, this arrogance, Nimotet. We're not going to stop until we achieve all of our goals. Every day you hear this. And 100 days later, you heard this a month after the war started, yeah, most of their capabilities are gone. Every week you hear it again and again and again, and it's all not true. Not a word of it is true. Not a word of it is true. And I said this at the beginning of the Bacham, those who lived here during the Gulf War found out after 6 weeks that not a single thing the army said was true. And we continue to believe it. Deret Gezak, and the Ramat Kalat Gezak. We still believe in the Kachu Yitzmiyari. And if the Hebron up north and the Iranians want to start with us? Yeah? There's no knowing where we could be. Mashem, Le Yishma, Kir, Shav, Shokai, Shomer, Ustagor, Shvach, Shomer. Does it change us? I think David Schustel the other week, where she was Lakewood. How many from Eden you have in Lakewood? 80,000, 90. So twice that many people don't live at home anymore. And they go from a house, 3, 4, 5 bedrooms, whatever it is, to one room with 5 kids, no life, no shalom bayis, no parnosa, no future, no chinuch, no nothing. And for us, it's all the same. No change. How could that be? And the Emma says, it's not anything new. It's a defense mechanism that we have, but the Eibush to put this into the Bria. Vayar Hashem Kisar Lirois, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Alta from Kelim says that whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did in the rest of his life was an outcome of the Sar Lirois. Was an outcome of Vayetze Alechov Nosan Einoi V'Liboi Liyos Meitzer Aleim. And as a result of that, he was a Yigdal. As a result of that, when the Eibishter gave him Epis, the snare, to wake him up, he was Sar Lirois. Are we Sar Lirois? Now, Sar Lirois doesn't mean going down and dancing with the Chayalim. It doesn't mean that. We don't belong there. Right? Doesn't mean the new thing now, you go on a tour. You take a tour of destroyed communities. What is this? A little virtue signaling, you know, that I'm a good person, so I care. Then you go home, and you don't change anything. And I'm not talking to anybody specific. I'm talking to myself. Have we changed? And if the Eibishter is talking to us, are we Hashmin Lev Omazah? Vazn of Hachbeit, Vein of Hosha? Is that us? Pen? Like Rabbi Chanan says, because it's not geschmack for us to change, because we're what? I mentioned once, today Mesias Nefesh is not sitting in Kodol. Mesias Nefesh is going to work. Because in the society that we live in, it's a lot easier to go to Kodol. It is. Be honest with yourself. And so where are we in all this? Right. This week's Parsha. The Mitzrayim have been taking a pounding. Moshe Rabbeinu, every time he tells them there's going to be something, comes. And then he says, "Ata for makas borad, shlach hoyz es miknecho veis asher l'cho basode, kol odom v'abehema." Right? V'lo yaseh v'abaita, right? V'abehema, she'imatzu basode, v'lo yaseh v'abaita, yorid aleim ha'borad v'meisu. Moshe Rabbeinu, so far, is 6 for 6. Okay. And what does the Pasuk say? Hayore is Dvar Hashem, Me'avdei Paroi, Heinis es Savodah ves Miknei Olavatim, Vashir lo yisom libo yel Dvar Hashem, he left them out. So in other words, there are two poles. There's the Yoreh is Dvar Hashem, and there's the Som Libo, lo yisom libo. Alter Rebbe said that the only way a person can be a Yirei Shemayim is if he's a Sublei Boy, because if he's a Loi Sublei Boy, he's not the Yirei Shemayim. Okay. Venus to be. But what it means is, and what's with these people? Forget about it should say, and the Stipler points this out in the Birchus Peretz, I think we mentioned once. It should be a Yoreh is Dvar Hashem, and the one is not Yoreh is Dvar Hashem. Right? But even if not your Dvar Hashem, you know, this is your possessions. Maybe it's Kedai to be Choshish that things are going to happen. Forget about your Yerushalayim. You're not bringing your stuff in because of Yerushalayim. You're bringing stuff in because whatever you own is going to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. What? I shall I something, but a person has the ability to live, they call it an alternative reality. The mitzias of the world, oilam, is beloshin helam. Many things are not seen. And many things we have the ability not to see. Not to see. And as I said, if we're erlich about ourselves, where do we go? And it's not anything new, Chas v'Shalom. You see, the Chaim spoke about it a lot. And the Pratsko, but if the Abish is not talking to the Bnei Torah, and yes, it's true, the first week or two shook us up, but after that, have we changed? I'm sure people have, but when we have such a sakana kiyumis to call it so, and it is a sakana kiyumis. Make no mistake about it. If you have a little seichel, nervous, what do we think? We still believe that the army is going to do it. They can't do it. They can't do it. They're even saying now that they can't do it. So I want to make two suggestions. Not big suggestions. Just two simple suggestions. One, which Rukhatsko said during the Six-Day War, which is the Koyach HaDimyon. Once a day, think what it would be like if your wife died. You had to raise your kids yourself. Think what it would be like if a parent died. Think what it would be like if a child died. Just think about it, don't talk it. Don't say it, right? Because Chris Krusel is for saying. Let the thought cross your mind and realize that for many people the Ebrister is the Abi Yisayim and the Dayan Almonis, but for many people life as they know it is never going to be the same. So maybe we should try to use the Koyach HaDimyon. Use the Koyach HaDimyon to try to imagine what it's like to be in Gaza and aware that you may not live the rest of the day, or you may not have every limb, or what it's like to have a brother or a parent, or a child, who you don't know if they're coming home. We have this, right? Yeah, Chas v'Shalom, there's a pidua, or something terrible happened. First thing you want to know is that my kid was on the bus, on the tender, on the table, whatever. Right? So let's think like that. Let's think in those terms. Let's think what it's like that you're going to have a knock on the door. That's one arbit. So at least the ears, the eyes, the heart, you won't have what the pasuk says, pen. I'm scared to see, as Rashi says, I'm scared of the messages. Right? That's number one. Number two, I think that if we were to just, what we say to them, a little bit, not a lot, 2 minutes a day, 3 minutes a day. Is there a Tillum here? He said yesterday, we started over, he said Yom Kippur Kofi. What did we say? Fill on the kiyata. Zayar says that the oni, the same as Tfil Lamosha, the awareness that a person has no strength on its own. It's not only in monetary matters. Al kaster ponecha v'meni b'yam tzali. It's not a time for hester ponim. Ki cholu be'ashon yomai. Anybody ever think what that means? If you're not a soldier on the battlefield? Shachti me'akoy lachmi. I didn't have a chance to eat today. Mikoy lachosi dovka atzmi l'psori. Kol ayoyim cherfuni oivai. What's happening today? The whole world taking Israel to court for genocide, and we will be convicted. Somebody who is does not have any schusim on his own. Look at the words. Not saying anything. So when we say kuf, kuf aleph, kuf lamed, tzadik aleph, think. Nobody's asking you to change your life. Just think of the words. The Chofetz Chaim used to say, when people would say tilling for something, Chofetz Chaim would always call out, Zog Shem Vadavils, tell Hashem what you want. Meaning to say, express in our own words that 150,000 Yidden should go home, that people shouldn't be hostages. How many of them are still alive, Geves? That this shouldn't be a sakana. Just say it. Say it in Shema Kaleinu, right? Shema Kaleinu, you say the things that are important to you. That's not important. I'm sure it is. And when we say Racheinu Kol Beis Yisrael, how long does it take to say? We don't have to be winding up our tefillin for that. And annoyed that the Baal Tefillah is going so slow. Come on. A little bit, and we're not talking about the nice of oil, we're not talking about anything, but just to think every day, spend 2 minutes, but at the same time every day, because otherwise it's not going to happen. 2 minutes every day thinking of what it's like that your whole family is living in one room, that you have no parnasa, you have no shalom bayis, you have no chinuch for your kids, you have no nothing. That your son, that your father, that your brother may not come home that day. Think about it. And one thing, one kleinigkeit. Don't do it. It's not going to change your life. You don't have to sleep on the floor. But one thing to show that Epis is different than what I'm doing. Ruchni is a thing, Yadayna. But it can't be that we're 100 days later, and we're still in the same place. It can't be that we're a Asher Lo Yisom Levoy L'Dvar Hashem. That's not us. That's not who we are. That's not Klal Yisrael. We're Rachmonim. We're B'nai Rachmonim. We're Rachmonim. We're Baishonim. We're Goyim L'Chasodim. And it can't be that the only ones who are having Yisrael, because we're perfect, is everybody else, except for the B'nai Torah. It can't be. That's not who we are, nor of us. We get used to it. And that is the stock and trade of the Yetzirah, of the Satan. He's very good at it. And we don't even feel bad because it's such a natural thing that we don't even realize what's going on. What do you mean? I daven 3 times a day. And I say to them, and I'm going to Kailua, and I'm sitting and learning. But there's hundreds of thousands of Yidden who are in Sakana. The entire Yishuv is B'Sakana. We're living here in a fool's paradise, Bemis. And we need Rachma Shemayim, and if it's not going to be the B'nai Torah, Udavin, say Shmakalena, say your own words, right? If you want your kid to get into Cheder, you talk to the Eberstein Shmakalena. So what about tens of thousands of Yiddish kinder who are nowhere? Just say the words. Think about it. With davening, when we say the few kapitach tillim, don't roll up your tefillin. Don't look sideways. Don't look at the clock for 2 minutes. Just say the tillim. What is that? And think about the words. The Eberste should have Rachmanis on his kindlech. Mm-hmm.